I was chatting with a buddy and reminiscing about growing up, and my friend started going off about all those home-cooked meals he loved so much. Thanksgiving dinners around the TV, Christmas dinners around a Yule log, and Sunday dinners around Norman Rockwell. Yes, he was that big. And other people have dropped these little nuggets to me, too, going on about Mom's apple pie and Dad's baked beans and old Uncle Mortimer's spicy Rocky Mountain oysters, although I have yet for the life of me to find any oyster anywhere near the Rockies with testicles that big. And I realized that all the foods I miss from growing up are stuff like Boston Market's double sauce meatloaf, Jack in the Box tacos, and KFC's mac and cheese, which is when it finally dawned on me after all these years, a deep, dark family secret that I've managed to hide better than the date I actually lost my virginity. My family couldn't cook worth a shit. And by the way, I was 6, and a bouncy castle was involved. I've always been jealous of people's childhood memories in this regard because I just don't have anything to come back with. A friend will boast about his Aunt Harriet's beef stroganoff not only being the tastiest thing since the loaves and the fishes, but also apparently leaving behind it miles and miles of well-stroked and very contented cows. And what the fuck could I say? Grandma could toast a Pop-Tart that would make you pre-jack? And I'm lying there, too. I didn't even know you were supposed to toast the damn things till I was 23. I thought you just noshed on them raw, like fish sticks. Damn, those were hard to get started. No wonder most of the family had false teeth. And false boobs. Okay, just grandpa. You know, despite what the Cajuns claim, they did not invent the concept of blacking. That was my grandma. Guaranteed. In our house, burnt was a flavor, a condiment, and a timer for all foods. Grandma's meatloaf, French bread, even her double-layer chocolate-frosted yellow cake was never done till there was a black stripe or streak somewhere on it. I don't know, maybe she created flame broiling, too. And she excelled in it. We all knew when you smelled something burning and heard the beeping of the fire alarm, dinner was ready, although we were secretly praying for a house fire. Nothing the woman cooked could escape the burning treatment. To this day, I have a chip molar, fried chicken skin, 1972. But I actually grew to love the taste of burnt. It has a distinctive crunch and a flavor to it that's unsurpassed. And besides, it beat the alternative like Pee-wee Herman's dick in a porno theater. When Grandma would reinvent food. I didn't know most of this till I scaled the wall and escaped living in Sing Sing when I hit 18. But did you know that cornbread is actually kind of fluffy and moist and yellow? I didn't, because my grandma swore by the ancient recipe she had that I think was passed on to her by cavemen. She'd make her cornbread batter with molasses, sugar, salt, codeine, milkweed. Hell, it didn't matter, because she'd pour it in this cast iron skillet and cook it on high until all you had left was this black and brown disc that would always shatter like a mirrored racquetball court, and then she'd dump the pieces on a plate, and you had cornbread, which you could either eat or stab a hobo with it, depending on if he was eating better than you were that night. Come to think of it, that was another staple of home cooking for me, the cast iron skillet. Everything ever cooked in that house went in a cast iron skillet, which was only ever lightly washed and never saw soap, so it wouldn't lose the flavor of meals gone by. This is the truth. Google it if you doubt. But while famous chefs all swear that it brings out the flavor of great meals of old, a meal cooked in grandma's cast iron skillet usually made you look around and wonder when was the last time you saw the cat. I suspect that the only reason that she never had any other cooking utensil in the house was because it doubled as a great melee weapon. If anyone at the dinner table finally snapped and went after her with a butter knife, that skillet and her patented backswing would guarantee that it would be a long time before the perpetrator ever complained about her cooking again. When they could handle solid food again, that was. And you know, I seriously doubt I would have survived my childhood if it hadn't been for 1979, because that was the year we got both cable TV and a microwave. I remember it clearly. I came home from school, and dinner was actually served in the family den, in front of the old console TV that took up one wall of the room and contained an 8-track player, a cassette deck, a turntable, an AM/FM radio, a shortwave radio, and a small 10-piece orchestra. Oh, and a 9-inch color TV screen. And we all sat in front of it, and we ate this magical food called pizza, which came in a box that you took out of the freezer, stuck it in the microwave for 5 minutes, and you had food! I was scared of it at first, because instead of being a mass of different shades of black and brown, there was so much color in it, it almost looked as good as that 9-inch TV screen. And eating it was pure heaven. For years after that, Totino's was the shits as far as pizza, both as far as being my favorite and what it gave me after scarfing one. And Grandma finally retired the skillet, just keeping it by her side just in case anyone dared to talk during Quincy. And that's why, to this day, I still have a fondness for Totino's, even though when I finally had my first real pizza in a real Italian restaurant, Pizza Hut, I... Thinking back, now I know why I never understood why people were telling me that McDonald's and Crystal's and Hardee's were crap. Okay, they had something better to compare it to, but hell, compared to what I subsisted on, these places were my emeralds. Bam, bam. And sadly, I'm afraid that like all families, I've inherited my family's cooking abilities. No one can burn anything as well as me. All around Orlando, they still sing the praises of the man that had the entire fire department out of his place just for cooking ramen noodles. I'm even thinking of putting a microwave in the bedroom. Hey, aside from cutting down on those trips to the fridge, there is something heavenly about the feel of a lightly toasted Trojan. So this is Pointy Weasel at point.furryhost.com and movio.com saying that, you know what, you can take all those homemade pineapple upside down cakes and those fresh baked cookies and stick them. Because I just remembered, there was one thing that Grandma did very well. She made the best ice cream sundae this side of the fiery pits of Hades. And there is nothing that is more heaven for a little kid than two scoops of vanilla ice cream drenched in Jack Daniels and topped with Contact cold capsule sprinkles. And once the kid is zonked out, they set out for Chinese.